Tonight on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, it's the last show of 2019, nay, the last show of the decade. We have had a fun one, and we're here to end it with a bang, with some Japanese KFC. A dude blows up his car with an aerosol spray and a cigarette. There's a bearded man, make sure people on the street have a jolly Christmas, if you know what I mean. And, you know, what's the weirdest thing you've ever pulled out of your butt? And a restaurant may be trying to hook people with drugs. All this, your factoid, and more on tonight's very special episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 492 for December 26th, 2019. Oozing Moisture. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings you the latest and greatest and odd crazy news from all over the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final episode of 2019 as we look back on a decade of weird news. We've put together a very special show for you where we just sit around and have flashbacks and you get to think about all the news that we've done. Actually, we didn't do any of that because we have no forethought nor planning. We could do a greatest hits, but we're not gonna, because honestly, the greatest hits are the ones happening right in front of you, right? We don't look back at the past. What a wonderful excuse not to do any work. We just look ahead to the future, but not too far, because F the future. Like, we don't really need it. We're enjoying it. Hi, I'm Steven. How are you? Smashy, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I was watching a fun movie.
So you watched, McFly was telling us a little bit, McFly being Jacob, was telling us a little bit about this. What did you watch this evening?
Well, we've only gotten 30 minutes into it, so there's still like an hour left, but it's, I blew the paper. Scott, I love you. It's Doom Annihilation. So it's like the Australian version of Doom. But I think they're staying more true to the story than the big cinematic did.
Is that the one where Johnny Cage dies at the beginning?
That's Mortal Kombat 2.
Annihilation.
Off. Was that Annihilation?
Yeah, that was where
there's a Resident Evil Annihilation. Because they were both done by
Paul W.S. Anderson.
Yes! Jacob, he has four names.
Who, Jacob has four names?
No, so we're trying to discuss, like, we've been discussing baby names, and it's real rough because we both want really, like, esoteric, odd names, and they don't mesh well together. So I'm like, if we just did four names, it would solve everything. If you Jacob's did, like, no, only weird people have four names.
I mean, I wouldn't pick Paul W.S. Anderson as the right
Mortal
person
Kombat
for
1
your
was
example.
Fantastic. You Resident should... Evil 1 was fantastic.
Just name him Legolas von Pippin Mary Frodo Baggins Hartzell.
I don't like Lord of the Rings that much.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have the ring. I have the one ring.
Well, no, I've got you then. Just hold on a second. Let me think. Charles Raceland Tannis Half-Elven Hartzell. Better?
Okay. I can get behind that.
Okay, good. We're on it.
I would love to name my child after a dark mage that eventually found redemption.
That would be cool, but you have to balance it with another name. It was like if I named my next kid that I'm not having Luke Vader Ginsburg.
Okay. Jeez.
That sounded like a Ruth Bader, but it's a Luke Vader Ginsburg. You get it?
When are you guys going to do... Ah, dropped it. When are you going to do your tattoos?
I was planning on doing it today. Stephanie has come down with the cold from hell and has been not feeling well. So I didn't really get the time today to do it. I spent a little bit of time hacking at me old new PC. You guys, it's so fast. It's fast.
It's pretty.
I took benchmark numbers. Hold on. Here's some boring stats.
Is this what you wrote down?
Yeah, I wrote it down. So I tested my old computer with Cinebench, which is not like Cinnabon. It's different. I was real disappointed when I found out too. Cinebench on my old machine gave me a 1375, which is a number. I don't know what it means. The new machine, well, the important thing is that we look at the new machine, the number Cinebench gave me is 4557. That's a jump of roughly 3,213 points. No, 18 points. That's a lot of points. Just for,
I don't know what that means.
Well, good news, neither do I. I just wanted to see how much higher the number was.
So higher number, gooder number.
Higher number, gooder number. So I checked it, I did it, and it's got
be the show title.
It's got a gooder number. So I'm like, sweet. So this machine is a gooder number than that machine. I don't know what the points measure, Jacob. Maybe they don't matter. It's just an arbitrary number providing.
Jacob's science brain is currently exploding right now.
Is it distance or time? I don't know. Voltage?
Zog! Oh my god, yeah. I was trying. Steven started going number, 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 and I could feel my pupils going.
Okay, Griffin's right, but it has way more of whatever they are, and it is super fast. So there. Thank you, Griffin, for coming to my aid. It's fantastic. So anyway, I'm having a really good time with it. That's all I've got for you today. I'm impressed right now that we're doing a new show off of it, and it seems to work.
Yes, I just like the lights. There were lights. Is that a vacuum cleaner?
Oh, holy crap. Yeah, look at that. That's a vacuum cleaner. It's a Shark. It's a good vacuum cleaner, I'll tell you that much.
I feel like that's some Star Wars-y stuff.
I'm a professional, Ashley. Gosh.
I mean, have you seen my desk?
Yeah, I mean, you look like you're in a podcast. Dude, let's talk for a second about Scottier's BS studio, because his BS studio is making me jealous.
Did he post pictures?
Yes, and he has a BS logo that's like cut out of sheet metal, and I want it.
Oh, Bill from Run Jump Stomp has the big sign on his, like, there's a deck of games, board yes. of walls, bookshelf with a sign. There you go. Knew I'd get it.
There are people who have rooms where they podcast that don't have other people in it.
We have this sign that was made for us.
Yes. Yeah, that was cool. Big thanks to Jay Varhol for those. So everything that I care about that's studio-wise is in front of me where you guys can't see it. That's the best you're going to get is that Superman cape back there next to my printer, which is not impressive.
Okay, so I'm just not going to move the rest of the show, and I will have branding.
What about a brandy? Shall we have some of that?
No, I can't. I can't do anything fun. Someone time how long this stays up. See how my posture does.
We'll do that. By the way, I got to play with some Hot Wheels today. So Christmas was big for Sam. He's an only child in every direction possible.
Oh, Lord.
So
yeah,
he's got hordes of things. He just moves from one thing to the next. All I've wanted to do for 2 days is play with Hot Wheels. Because I bought him. He loves nothing but Transformers, and I bought him Hot Wheels because I'm like, I need to help him find some other thing. Let's diversify our obsessions. And I always wanted Hot Wheels, never had any. You dropped it. It fell off your head. So today I built a Hot Wheels track that could just melt faces. Like you drop the car down and it goes, and then it comes with those two little motor things that make the car go pew. He liked it. He liked it. I tried to use it as a gun. Like, I tried to just hold the motor thing up and drop the car in it so it go pew and shoot across the room. But it's
Did
not
it work?
I mean, kind of. Not really.
What is this thing at the bottom of our thing now? I have channel points.
Oh, yeah. You get channel points. We haven't done anything with them yet because they came out like right before Christmas.
What do they do? Because I currently have 430 channel points and I'm really excited.
You can open an emote, but I think we only have one.
What's our one emote?
Introducing channel points. You can spend them on things. Highlight my message. Write something special. Bloop.
Two Dorks Love and Two Dorks Murray.
I don't know what that does.
How many points? It doesn't say how many points I need to unlock those.
Oh, it should. It should say like 200 or 400 or 100 or whatever. I think we can change it to do whatever we want. We should discuss this not when we're trying to do a podcast.
Well, it's flashy and actiony and demands attention-y.
Okay.
Oh.
No, our Murray's not gone. We still got Murray. It's like two dork ex. Yeah, we still got Murray.
Murray's there, yeah.
Ex two dork Murray or something. There we go. Subs got it. If you're interested in Twitch chatting. But but for the rest of us, Ashley, how was your Christmas day?
It was really good. Okay, so so Jacob always, like, I never send him a list for Christmas stuff because I did it for a couple years and he's like, no, that's boring. I don't want to get you stuff you know you're gonna have. So I'm like, okay, great. And I get Jacob the shittiest presents. Like, he's so hard to buy for. And I was so excited this year because, like, I paid attention, which was hard. So she said, and I got him stuff I thought he would like, and he actually squealed over one of them, the cigar thing that you like, with his name in
it? Yeah, I don't know why I tried to smell it. It seemed like the right thing to do, the right
you really, like,
object.
Some acid.
I enjoyed it.
It was so. I was just like, yes, I did good. And then so Jacob's like a freaking ninja, and I passingly mentioned when we were in, I called him into Sephora after he was sitting out on the bench in front of Sephora while I was running around like a little girl, and I was like, I want to show him this front eyeshadow palette that he's not going to give a shite about, but, you know, fun Christmas present. And I'm like, look, it's shiny and pretty, and this will be a fun Christmas present. And that conversation lasted like maybe 15 seconds. Shite isn't a curse word.
I mean, it is.
Nah. Oh, I licked the mic. Blah, 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 blah. It's fuzzy. Anyway, so he ended up getting me that. And I'm like, how did you even remember? And he walked into a different Sephora and got it. So, like, not only did he remember what it was, but he remembered the company name and then the package name, which I didn't remember. And I was really happy. Where was I going with this?
That you got a present. Jacob, you weren't allowed to tell Jacob what to get you. You told him something out of nowhere and he remembered it.
Yes, that was really cool. And so then he hands me this huge box that weighs 95 billion pounds. I open up and it's an Instapot. And I'm like, holy crap, where did that come from? I'm like, this will be really helpful because, you know, we have a kid coming on the way and I forget stuff until last minute. So I can just dump a bunch of stuff in, set it to an hour, and be like, oh, I cooked all day. Yay. I am not a poor planner. He's like, yeah, I didn't do Christmas very well this year. I'm like, why not? He's like, well, because I just got you stuff you asked for. I'm like, I didn't ask for an Instapot. He goes, yes, you did.
I appreciate his effort in getting people things that are unique and that they don't know they want. But right? I'm real bad at guessing what people want when they haven't told me what they want. So you better give me a Christmas list or I'm going to punch you because it's so hard. And you have so many people to juggle and so many names. And it's like, you should know what to get me if you really love me. And it's like, you should tell me what you want if you really love me and you don't want me to suffer.
But yeah, Stephen and I are all about lists. We're like, we want this and this and this. And the Jacob's like, Jacob and Stephanie can be creative. Like, they're able to come up with gifts that are really surprising and, like, creative. And you're just like, I hate myself. And
yeah,
I wish I would like that.
It gives me far more anxiety than I want to have when I'm shopping for someone to think, like, oh, shoot. Like, I'll always try to get Stephanie something that surprises her a little bit. Like, this year I got her a stuffed Baby Yoda on Etsy. Which is it's cute. It's not amazing, but it's a cute little thing. And she's been just losing it over Baby Yoda every single day. She's like, can we watch Baby Yoda TV tonight? I'm like, there's no new episodes. Not yet.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So I picked that up for her. But aside from that, I got her a weighted blanket, which she asked for.
Oh,
and I mean, it seems like a great idea until you're trying to drag that thing around or pull it up onto yourself because you're like 20 pounds.
But those are like happy for people that like to be squished.
Yes, it's not a cozy blanket. It's a squid. It like automatically tucks you in. Like as soon as it goes on you, you're tucked in and you're not moving. You know, I had to drag it upstairs. I threw it over my shoulder like an old, like a deer carcass.
How heavy is it?
20 pounds, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. It's
when
a
it's
lot.
Spread out over that, it's weird. It's like
a
net.
It's just everywhere. It's like, blah, blah. It's rough.
Turn the heat on me, and now I'm suffering.
Yep. That sounds like a scientist. Heats.
It, but yeah, he was laughing because did you see that Peloton commercial where the guy gets his wife an exercise bike?
No, I heard all about it, but I still haven't watched the commercial.
It's not that bad, but it's still funny because everybody's like, oh, you got your wife an exercise bike. So Jacob's like, I got you a Peloton for Christmas. I got you a freaking cooking item for. He's like, I wouldn't have got it for you if you didn't ask for it. Like, I didn't ask for it. I was like, why would I ask for a cooking implement? I can't cook. He's like, you did. Why would I get it for you? So everybody was making fun of me. They're like, why did Jacob get you cooking stuff? Because you can't cook. And I'm like, maybe he wants me to learn.
You know, it's frustrating because there's been Christmases where Stephanie legit wanted a cooking or a vacuum or something for Christmas. But being her husband, I cannot buy that for her because society. And I'm like, she actually wanted a new thing that is used for cleaning the house. And I don't mean to buy it to be a sexist butthole. She asked for it.
If it makes your life easy, who gives a shit? And this is going to make our life, because we cooked in it today and it was fun.
Right. I think, I bought her stuff for baking before, which is not the same as cooking. You know,
no, she likes to bake.
Baking is her hobby and her joy. And she has a baking, like, what do you call it? A tackle box full of baking, like, tips for her icing and all that stuff. A bunch of Wilton stuff. And that
has mice poop on it.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
I ran ahead.
Your mom's a tackle box, CPAT ran.
I addressed his card as Coleman Ranahan. Like, I think I just went all the way to the edge with the Anahans. I couldn't remember where to stop.
You forget sometimes. Bananahan. Coleman Bananahan. I hope everybody did enjoy your two dorks Christmas cards. We begin lots of tweets saying you received them, and that makes us quite happy.
We sent out like a billion of them, so I'm hoping everybody got them.
Yeah, and I was like, dag nabbit, Ashley wrote a good note. And Jacob wrote a limerick. I have to write a note. And then, like, some friends that Stephanie actually knows, we wrote, like, we used all the space. Like, all of it. And I was like, Stephanie, write a note to Peyton and Josh. And she's like, yeah, you left me, like, a small blank space to put my name. It's like, sorry.
I like when people, like, some cards you're just like, leave me the smallest amount of space possible.
Mm-hmm.
Sign my name for me.
I sat there. It took me an hour and 15 minutes to sign all the cards and sign the books. And I'm like, well, no one's awake because I think Stephanie had gone to bed early and Sam was asleep. So I'm just at the table signing all the things. Like, better do it now. And like, you got that urge about 30 minutes in. Like, I could stop and go do something and come back. And I'm like, no, finish your task.
You can't stop.
Finish your task. So I turned on a podcast. I can't remember which one it was. Might have been Bill's 143 Pixels. You know, free promotion on horseshoes and hand grenades for all the cool kids.
Yay.
Yeah, but I think I was listening to that. It was good. It's good. Waiting patiently for the Ashley episode.
I put the Og family.
You did. You put the Og family.
I know you guys have names.
No, it's fun to use that address, the address on the envelope, because the post office doesn't really care what name is on it. Like, they use that if the address isn't clear, they'll find you.
Right.
But other than that, it doesn't matter. Anyway, let's do a factoid.
Hi.
Japanese people traditionally eat at KFC for Christmas dinner. The closest food to turkey that you can get in Japan. It's all thanks to a successful Kentucky for Christmas marketing campaign in 1947. First aimed at foreigners, KFC offered a Christmas dinner that contained chicken and wine, a meal that remotely resembled the food expats and tourists had at home. After a huge success, Kentucky Fried Chicken started promoting this offer every year until the fast food chain became strongly associated with the holiday season. That's so great.
Isn't that fun? Thank you for hosting Red Hennels.
That is pretty, pretty awesome. KFC is actually really popular over in Japan. And from what I've told, Lando said the one in Thailand is legit. KFC
really?
In Thailand is awesome. They have glass cups. Like glass,
like sit down.
Yeah, it's like a sit down restaurant in Thailand for KFC. They are refined when you go to KFC.
That's, I feel like other countries have really fun fast food.
Mm-hmm. The best,
like, Japanese menus for fast food are just so much fun.
The best Pizza Hut I've ever been to was in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, you went to we went to McDonald's when we were there.
We got upgraded, I guess. Well,
I don't know. The McDonald's was, the French fries were like good. I think that's maybe the last time I had McDonald's.
It's probably because they can't use corn syrup in anything, right? Don't they still have to use sugar over there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I think everywhere but the U.S. Like, I think high fructose corn syrup.
Uganda or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody look that up. Sub, what are you doing?
I think it's everywhere but the U.S. There's also only two countries that do direct-to-market advertising for prescription drugs, the U.S. and New Zealand. That's it. We advertise drugs to people. That is not normal everywhere else.
That is every time. And the commercials are so bad because, like, they have to put all of the possible side effects, and they're many.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, one woman had a stomach ache, so they're like, you may crap out your liver.
And for every positive, they have to have a negative, so they have to also include a side effect. And that one is usually death. It does all these things. These side effects may occur, including death. And you're like, oh.
Right. That's so scary, though. Like, that means that at least one person died while taking what, I mean, it, you know, I don't know. Jacob, you may know this better, but, like, if someone dies of, like, old age while testing in a medication, do you have to put that they died while on the medication?
Probably. That sounds legit to me, because there's no way to guarantee that they didn't die. You don't really die of old age. Something happens, you know?
Your telomeres no longer exist.
You don't have your human power battery runs out.
You did not. Wait, which one's better, Duracell or Oh, okay. So for all of you that hate the word moist, sorry, this is about to get really bad.
Oh, is it a rant? Because I've got to hit the button if it's a rant.
No, it's not a rant. It's not a rant. It's a question.
Okay, go.
All I can think of is moist toot. So, I've got Kristen, and Ryan is currently laughing right now. But Kristen, one of my good friends, she hates the word moist. Like, just doesn't like it. And I'm just like, okay, moist. Some people don't like the word. What about oozes? Jacob, what did I say? It wasn't oozes moisture. Oh, no. It's ruined because I don't remember what I said.
You don't remember the new word, the made-up word for moist?
Wait, was it oozing moisture? I didn't think I used the word moist in my non-moistening comparison.
I think moist is the victim of the internet just ganging up on a word, and everyone has been influenced to dislike it. That's what
it was. Oozes fluid. So is oozes fluid worse than moist?
Yes, that depiction is much worse. There are a lot of delicious things that can be referred to as moist. I won't get into them here. But cake is an example. A moist cake? I don't think the word moist is a bad thing when you're talking about cake.
This cake is so good, it oozes fluid.
Gross. That's like snot. That just makes me think it's snot. Stephanie, by the way, I almost threw up in my living room the other day. Because Sam, we were wondering if Sam was sick. So he blew his nose in this napkin. And Stephanie has this habit of looking at it to see if it's green. And I was like, what's it look like? And she opened it and showed it to me. And I actually, I'm kind of gagging right now thinking about it. I was like, wow. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, I cannot look at that stuff. I cannot do it. Like, I can look at a lot of things. I can't look at snot. Like, I don't
really?
Even look at, no, I don't look at my own. Like, I blow my nose and it's, I don't know what came out. It just goes into the trash. No looking at it. It makes me sick. Like almost immediate throw up.
My nose bled for such a long portion of my life that it's still habit for me to make sure that my nose isn't bleeding.
Well, I mean,
you know, from all the cocaine I did when I was 13, you asshole West Virginia doctor.
Yeah, all your coke habit will do that. I don't even know what's going on in the chat right now. I just see things about
We're talking
badges.
About oozing fluid versus moist in comparison to a vagina. So oh. If your vagina oozes fluid or if a vagina is moist, which one would be more appetizing?
Oh, gosh.
God. Steven's like, okay.
Good Lord. Let's do a story.
Okay.
Can't take the moist. I'm out of water right now. My mouth is the opposite of moist. I need some more water. I'm dying.
You need, much like Bill and I, 64 ounces of hydration.
All I've got is the Non-Destructive Inspection Service Incorporated of Hurricane West Virginia Cup. This is all I have. The car. If your vagina oozes fluid, see a doctor. Car explodes after driver sprays excessive amount of air freshener before lighting a cigarette. Oh, no.
What?
A driver in England accidentally blew up his car when he lit a cigarette after spraying air freshener inside, officials said. The unidentified man sprayed an excessive amount of aerosol spray at his car, which was parked in Halifax, West Yorkshire, on Saturday when he decided to grab a cigarette. Witnesses told the Manchester Evening News they heard an enormous bang and saw the car's windows shatter and nearby buildings shake.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's a big boom. The driver reportedly made it out of the car with minor injuries and was treated by first responders, but West Yorkshire Police said in a statement the situation could have been worse. The owner of a car parked on that street and had used an air freshener. I'm reading this word for word. Had used an air freshener can, but not ventilated his car before lighting his cigarette. What are those words? That sentence doesn't make diagram that, Smash. Get to work.
Okay. Wait. Which sentence was it?
The fifth paragraph down. The owner of a car parked on that street and had used an air freshener can, but not ventilated his car before lighting a cigarette. I think the and is not needed. We're going to excuse me, everyone, while we take a look at all this.
I feel like that makes sense, though. The owner of a car parked on the street and used an air freshener, but not ventilated his car. So he how much air freshener did he use? And like, do you need to ventilate your car after air freshening it?
He used enough. The fumes exploded.
I mean, for them to have to close the freaking street.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, so I've used hairspray and armpit deodorant, sprayed aerosol deodorant for a potato cannon fluid before, and it's potent. It's quite potent. The fumes exploded and blew out his windscreen along with some windows at nearby business premises. The street was briefly closed while authorities, who warned members of the public to be careful and follow guidelines when using air freshener cans, investigated.
If you can't stand the smell of cigarette smoke, switch to vaping.
Is that
what it smell like grapes?
My dad just used to swig Listerine before we went in my grandma's house. Like,
that's
that
what
worked.
We need to get your dad. We need to get your dad like a grape vape.
A grape vape. He's done the vapes before.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't stick. I don't think they still do the vapes, but he's done the vapes.
I feel like I now need a video of your dad grape vaping.
It's something about that good old tar filling your lungs that makes the cigarette worth smoking. You know what I mean? It's that heat. The heat was missing. I've heard people say that the vaping is fine if you're a smoker, but you miss the warmth.
Oh, the only time I've ever smoked, I think I took a drag off of Landon's before and it just burned. And I'm like, this is unpleasant. Like, if you could get the nicotine without it burning your esophagus, I feel like, oh, that. Yeah. But I mean, once you're used to it, right?
I think they compromised on the vape ban CPAT ran. I think now we're raising the cigarettes. You have to be 21 to buy now. So there's you have to be 21 to buy vapes and cigarettes, which I think is the compromise for the vapes. It's all stupid. Everything is whatever. The laws.
I think the argument is that it's better to do the vaping than it is some of the carcinogens in the actual burninate cigarettes. It's neither one of them is ideal, obviously, but it seems because I think one out of every two people that smokes dies of lung cancer or some sort of
cancer
related to that.
Yeah, you gonna die. So, it says it on the package.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally half. Like, it's 50%. So I think what the argument is maybe you could lessen that chance of if you switch to, you know, polysorbate 20 instead.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think my grandpa smoked a lot. I know he had emphysema when he died, but I don't know if it was lung cancer that took him. I think it was a cancer, but I don't think it was lung cancer.
I think it's like there's COPD and there's, well, because my aunt's mom, I don't know what that makes her, but she died of cigarette related lung problems, and my aunt still smokes. I mean, like,
didn't really,
she watched her mother suffer and die, but I mean, it's a freaking addiction. So
yeah, her mom dragged an oxygen tank around the house at Thanksgiving
for and there's years,
a tube trail for, and
yeah,
you know, if that doesn't make you stop, nothing is. I think my grandpa stopped after he had his stomach aneurysm. He didn't smoke anymore after that. Yeah, so sometimes it takes, you know, takes a lot. But it is what it is. I've never smoked.
So yeah, switching to polysorbate 20 maybe slightly easier on the sliding scale of death. Ooh, that sounds like a fun like band or song or book.
Horseshoes and Hand Grenade is not a health podcast, and we are not experienced health professionals. Before taking any of this information, go and talk to your doctor about whether you should smoke vapes or smoke the old stuff. Maybe they'll recommend Winston's.
If you don't smoke, don't start. How about that?
That seems like obvious information.
Well,
if you don't start a thing, you won't have to worry about getting stuck on a thing.
I was talking to, we had a Christmas Eve dinner. Jacob made, so Jacob dry aged beef for 30 days in this fun little fridge thing he has. And so he did one dry aged roast and one regular roast, like side by side. And we brought him over to my parents' house for Christmas Eve, and we had it with another family. They've got four kids. And so the kids, one of them were talking about drugs or cocaine or something. And my dad was sitting there. I looked at dad. I'm like, Dad, did you ever do cocaine? He goes, no. He goes, you can get addicted. And he goes, that scared the shit out of me. So I didn't want to be addicted. So I never tried it.
Being addicted was the fear.
Yeah. And then I said something. Was like, well, did you try anything? He was like, well, I would have tried marijuana, but at the time people were lacing it with all kinds of crap, but I didn't want that. He goes, I grew up in Chicago.
That's the greatest thing.
It was so good. So like this 16-year-old, my 80-year-old father and me were having this fun conversation about nobody wants to do drugs.
I love that. That's my favorite thing. Well done. It seems like we've all ended up in a good place. Get addicted.
There's a song by Tool that's all in German, but when translated, is a cookie recipe. That's amazing.
Tool is an interesting band.
They're really like mellow and great to listen to before bed.
Yeah. They played here recently. You should have gone.
Nobody will go to anything that I like with me. Well, they look up a song and go, this has bad words in it. I'm not going to go.
Well,
and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't have friends in the immediate vicinity that would go to me to things and stuff.
To be fair, if you want to go see a band play, don't take someone who doesn't like the band, because then you're just going to hate being there anyway.
Yeah.
So like I took Stephanie to see Say Anything with me, and she ended up going out. It was at a college and it was like a student union. She was like, yeah, I'm going to go out into the lobby and study. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be in this room.
Wow, that's depressing.
Watching Say Anything. I had a blast. They were great. I mean, you can't make somebody love a band you don't like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
that's why I don't. Yeah, we don't listen to my music when in a car.
No,
or ever.
I'm sorry, Smash. I'm not. I mean, there's a band I really like called Tiny Moving Parts playing at the Motor Co. in March, and I want to go see them. I'm highly expecting to just drive there by myself.
You know, Jacob will go with you, and have a good time.
I know Jacob would go, but he might not enjoy it, and then it would be sad because he would go and be like, "This is loud." And
he doesn't mind loud.
Dude, this dude plays guitar like him. It's amazing to watch. I just don't even know how he does it. It's fun. Anyway, small town news.
I feel like I'm taking taking offense to the Tool not being mellow comment, because Tool is like the most mellow thing I listen to.
the guy has
like this nighty singy song voice.
They have their melodies are pretty chill.
Like his voice is just smooth, and like everything is like I listen to it and I'm like,
I think something can be heavy and mellow at the same time. Like the only exposure I have to Tool is those videos back in like the late 90s with the clay and the people walking and swinging their heads weird and doing stuff. I forgot what that song was called. Syncope or something.
I've never seen a video from them.
It's real weird. Real weird. But
I just remember A Perfect Circle was always on my Nighty Night Sleep Time list. Like that whole album.
I remember seeing commercials for A Perfect Circle. I don't remember listening to them.
I couldn't even tell you a song that was on it because it puts me to sleep. Bearded man robs bank, gifts money, then yells, "Merry effing Christmas, bitches!" He just said Merry Christmas. He didn't curse. He was a very polite bearded bank robber.
Kind.
A bearded man from Colorado robbed a bank and reportedly gave away the money to strangers while yelling, "Merry Christmas!" Was he fat? The bizarre incident took place in Colorado Springs Monday afternoon around 12:30. According to the police department, older white man threatened to use a weapon while holding up the bank and left with an undisclosed amount of cash. I can't breathe because the baby's taking up all the space. Witnesses said the man threw money all over the place after fleeing the bank. Why are you making that face?
Because I was trying to get the browser to come up to show the picture of the guy, but I forgot to set up that scene, so it doesn't work.
I just saw your face went down to the corner, and you made a, like, meh face. And I'm like,
I can probably fix it, but I'm going to miss something you said, and that would make me sad.
Oh, you're fine. I still got half the story. He started throwing money out of the bag and then said, "Merry Christmas." Did I say that?
I don't know. Probably. That was when I was trying to fix the thing I'm doing.
Bystanders collected the money and handed it back to the teller. How did they know it was from the bank?
Wait, because the bystanders took. Oh, well, maybe he had a bank bag, had the bank name on it. You know,
I don't know. Okay, maybe I keep reading. So bystanders collected the money, handed it back to the teller, adding that the suspect wandered to a nearby Starbucks and waited for the police to arrive, almost like he wanted an arrest to happen. Police identified the suspect as 65-year-old David Wayne Oliver, those are three first names, who was taken into custody without incident. The motive is unclear. Well, you know, guy's lost his shit.
What makes a person go by three names?
His parents?
No, like, I mean, you think they call him David Wayne? Now, David Wayne, you go get yourself some help.
What? Mark Allen. He always went by Mark Allen. I think I'm the only one who called him Mark Allen, though.
He went by Mark Allen?
His name is Mark Allen West.
I didn't call him that.
Super cool. I feel like everybody that you knew in Florida had superhero names, like Adam Hart, Mark Allen West, and then Chris Griffin. I'm like, all of those are fake names. One of them is on Family Guy.
Yeah, right? Let's see if this works.
Much thinner version. The incident garnered comparisons to the Santa Claus bank robbery, which occurred in 1927 in the town of Cisco, Texas. During the incident, a group of ex-cons dressed as Santa Claus and ran away with $12,200 in cash and $150,000 in securities from a bank before being caught and arrested days later.
I love that happened in Texas.
In 1927, that's fun.
Yeah, this is pretty great. Could you imagine? I just imagine all these bandits in Santa hats like running in, going, "All right, boys, fill your pockets."
You guys should have done a Red Dead Christmas.
Oh, Red Dead Christmas would be great. Are there Thomas Crown Santa? Yes, we should have done Red Dead Christmas. We can play again. I've got the whole setup still up here. I just need to go steal my HDMI cable back. But we could do it.
I think that would be fun. I think that needs to happen.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I feel like this dude's a spy and he just needed a way to get into prison. And this was his way in.
Well, he's very kind about it, you know, giving the money away. Did I ever tell you about the time I drove up on a armored car that had left its back door open on the interstate and money flew out everywhere?
You want to see? Wasn't there a guy in a Porsche?
Yeah, there's a guy pulled over in a Porsche running out in the middle of the interstate picking up money. Like, on the one hand, there were these dudes in the back of a pickup truck on their way to whatever construction job they were going to do. I'm like, you guys can have it. This guy's a butthole. Because I'm just like, this is insane. There were people just, it was like they were going to eat each other to get that cash, man. I mean, it was 20s, Smash, flying everywhere. It was like raining 20s. And
I love that that was the case there, and then just now on Christmas they all took it back into the bank.
I know, like, I'm okay, well, we can go, well, maybe those people were picking the money up off the road and gonna go find the armored car.
No, nope, just back. Keep going.
No, they weren't. But I did see the armored car. This guy, he was fired. But it's stealing because it's not yours. That money belongs to that car,
to a business or that business.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. So guy in Porsche, he didn't pay it off. There's no way he got that much money. I bet people left with an average of probably $200. If you could grab 10 bills, that was probably pretty good in a hurry, you know, because cars need to come past you.
Okay, so I have a question. Yeah. And I already have this answered in my head. So if you had access to the Force, right? Like, if you were not only Force sensitive, but you were, you know, much powerful with the Force, do you think you would be swayed to the dark side or like super light side, or kind of, you know, medium balance gray robe?
I think I would be a gray Jedi. I think if you go hard light side, you kind of forget what you're doing there. Like, maybe you need, I mean, like, the whole you gotta not marry and have kids and have relationships seems too popish. Like, I can't, and that hadn't turned out so well for them.
Wait, so how was Luke a regular Jedi if he wasn't allowed to get married and have, didn't he have a daughter?
He's a gray Jedi. Luke's a gray Jedi.
Okay.
Luke is not a light side Jedi. I don't think Qui-Gon Jinn was either. I think Qui-Gon Jinn was just more concerned with the will of the Force, and whatever the will of the Force was, he was going to follow it. And if that included doing things like, because he cheated when they gambled for Anakin's freedom, Anakin and his mom. He changed
dice.
Oh, yeah. That's not a light side behavior, but he felt the will of the Force meant that he needed to make this happen, so he did. You know, and yeah, Mara Jade was Luke's wife. I think they got married. Mara Jade Skywalker.
Oh, okay. I just remember seeing a picture of her, like, while Chris and I were talking about Star Wars stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, I would love to cosplay as her. Like, she's the coolest looking person. And then, like, I read some of her backstory, and I'm like, she's the coolest person until we played Fallen Order, and then I'm just like, nope, Maren is the coolest person ever. In all of Star Wars lore ever.
Well, that's canon too. The old Mara Jade stuff isn't canon anymore. I think the only thing they brought forward was Thrawn, and they wrote a new book for him. So there's no welcome to Star Wars talk. None of that expanded universe that happened pre Lucasfilm buyout from Disney is considered canon unless Disney has specifically said that it is.
Brought it up.
And the only thing they had rewritten and made a part of current canon is Thrawn. Like, he's the only character that I know of that came forward.
Just as long as BD-1 is canon, everything is good in the world.
BD-1's awesome, dude. I really loved it. Yeah, the cartoons, Rebels and Clone Wars, are both canon as well. So those things are canon. So if Thrawn was in that, then that's canon. So good.
There's a little bot in the Fallen Order game called BD-1. Look up some of the videos on him. He's just the absolute freaking best. Like, I always liked R2 the best, but then I saw this and I'm like, nope, you've just been replaced hands down, friend.
He's a little chicken that holds on to your back, you know? Then just so rides cute. Around.
I think, so, I would be Sith. I mean, there's just no way. Like, if I could gain more power because, I mean, I wouldn't try to be bad.
You didn't try to be bad when you played Fable, and you still ended up with horns, bugs, and farts.
was real bad. I was fat and there were flies.
Super Saiyan God said, if a Jedi is cloned and clones are perfect down to DNA since the midichlorians. Sorry. which give the Force, would the clone be a Jedi? If you were to clone a Jedi, would you be? I don't buy the midichlorians. I think that's fine. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, the midichlorians are rough. I don't know, because is it DNA that the Force is drawn to, or is it something like in your spiritual makeup? Because, I mean, you could go clone Steven, and he wouldn't be Steven. I mean, like genetically the same, but he still wouldn't be Steven.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would be a Jedi, because, well, maybe it would. I guess it depends. Does the body create the midichlorians, or do the midichlorians create themselves? Who knows?
I think that's like super technical. So if it's just down to like a personal spiritual interaction with the Force, I would say no. I would say being cloned has nothing to do with it. If it's completely like in your DNA, like written into your DNA, then yeah, I guess it would have to be.
I mean, if it's midichlorians, then it's not a spiritual connection. It's a biological one.
Right.
And there are winners and losers in the biological Force sensitiveness. I like to think that people could be Force, anybody could potentially be Force sensitive, just some more than others. It's that intuition you feel, like your mom's witch power. She's Force sensitive, but she can't move anything with her mind. She just has this inkling of something. You know,
yes, and my mom is hella Force sensitive.
Yeah, your mom's real Force sensitive. But then there are people who are way more Force sensitive and they're just aware of what's going on. I don't know if that's genetics or if that's midichlorians. Midichlorians are stupid. I still think you could enjoy the entire Star Wars story without ever watching episode one.
Fuel or midichlorians?
Episode one has no bearing on anything. The only thing you watch that for, because Ben, it doesn't matter. None of it matters. None of it matters. If Qui-Gon Jinn had lived, some of it would matter, but it doesn't.
Og's like, you're ruining the movie. That was actually a fun. That was fun.
That was a fun mental exercise. Thank you for that.
Yeah. News for like the zombies climb.
If you want to argue about episode one with me, I'll be happy to do it. One of the best video essays on the whole thing is Red Letter Media's episode one. It's entire just crushes the movie in like very basic terms, and you'll understand why it's not important based on story and character and how things move and where the story ends. It's just nothing but to watch Palpatine mustache twirl for a second. And to bring Anakin into the Jedi's. That's it.
Yeah, that's very true. That could have been an opening scroll.
Yeah, because none of the characters mattered after that, really, that you don't get from episode two.
The racing speeders made great Lego sets. Prequel trilogy was Star Wars will not be ruined.
pod racing is great. I will not argue with you about pod racing. It made the best Nintendo 64 game like ever. I freaking love pod racing. Pod racing was great.
I love you.
All right. News by Left Untold. Man has a 7-inch long glass bottle stuck in his rectum after using it to scratch his itchy backside.
Oh my gosh. That is not what Homeboy was doing with that bottle. There is zero chance of you. No. Steven. He was shoving that up his ass and having a good old time. He was not scratching his butt. Bull crap.
There was a question on Reddit the other day. It was an Ask Reddit. Surgeons of Reddit, what's the weirdest thing you've ever pulled out of someone's butt? And it was, the first thing was a guy who I think his dad or a friend of his was a doctor and said that almost 100% of men that come in with something stuck up their butt, they're constantly telling the doctor they're not gay, and this was not a gay thing. They were not trying to be gay. And it's like, who cares? But he said they're always guessing. He said the weirdest thing he pulled out was a mini Nerf football out of someone's butt. So that's only
what? How?
that's only part of the story. Pulled a mini Nerf ball out of someone's butt. And I go, why would they do that? And Stephanie looks at me and goes, I bet he was trying to fart it out and shoot it across the room and got it stuck. It was like, you're right. He was just, he was going to let one rip and see if he could shoot it out of his butt. Got it stuck up there.
God, seriously, only a guy would think of that. Like, you and Jacob in a room together and be like,
hey, Tater, I got an idea.
Right? I mean, my mind immediately goes to sex acts.
Well, the other funny thing was down in the comments, there's somebody who was apparently gay said, yeah, doctors know that only straight guys are that much of a noob. Like, we know what we're doing with butt stuff. It made me laugh so hard. Anyway, back to the glass bottle in the rectum. A Chinese man... A Chinese man has had a 7-inch long glass bottle removed from his rectum after he said he had accidentally inserted it into himself. The patient, known as Mr. Wen, known as, that means that's not his name, told doctors that he was trying to use the container to scratch his itchy backside when it slipped into his body all of a sudden. The 60-year-old went to a hospital in southern China's Guangdong province after finding it hard to walk with the 2-inch wide object jammed in his rear. The medical case was reported by the Hospital of Western and Traditional Chinese Medicine in the city of Dongguan. Mr. Wen went to the doctor on November 12th and was received by Dr. Lin Jun. This is not necessary. Through a physical examination, Dr. Lin detected a hard object lodged in Mr. Wen's rectum about 2 inches from his anus. Dr. Lin arranged surgery immediately to extract the foreign object from the patient, and the operation went smoothly. It turned out that the bottle had been used to hold liquid used as a traditional Chinese mosquito repellent and itch soother. Mr. Wen told Dr. Lin that he had tried to use the bottle to scratch his backside due to itchiness. The patient was discharged from the hospital on the same day with a massive case of hemorrhoids and a bottle of Preparation H. I added that last part.
I feel like
part.
You added the last part.
I added it. If I could show this picture, I would, but there's totally a bottle up his butthole. If we could get that link, we'll let me see, see if we can grab that for you guys. Bottle. Take a look at that.
Oh, wow. That's an entire bottle up his butt.
That's way up there.
That's the entire thing.
They also said that the light bulb is apparently a thing that they find up butts. And a lot of people reference the Scrubs episode where it said either he's got a light bulb up his butt or his colon's got a great idea. Because they looked at the x-ray and it was a glass light bulb. You can eat a light bulb, you know.
No,
you ever seen a freak? You ever seen a... what do they call them? Performance artist. A performance artist eat a light bulb. That's real weird. I don't know how they do it. Apparently, you can crunch a light bulb up so fine that it gets into your bloodstream. That's bad. But if you leave it too jaggy, it can rip apart your colon. That's also bad. So you have to cut up and eat the light bulb in a particular way. There was one dude who ate an entire bicycle piece by piece over time.
Don't eat bicycles?
Why would you do that, though? You know? Like, yeah, like the sideshow artist, like the lizard man guy who cut his tongue down the middle and can, you know, tattooed himself like a lizard.
Is that still a thing? The like, do people still pay to see stuff like that?
I don't know that people pay to see it. I think people pay... when they walk by it on the street and they're just like, you know what? Here's a dollar. I'll give you $2 to stop.
Oh, it'd be. Illuminated. LOL.
I'll give you money to quit doing what you're doing. Making me nervous.
Who came up with the original idea to, you know, shove a nail in their sinus or eat a light bulb or eat a bicycle?
I don't know. I know anybody can put the nail in their nose. Like, that's, it's actually, somebody used to say it was blockhead syndrome or something. That's just what you tell people who don't know. But anyone can put stuff, like, straight back in their nose because your sinus cavity is, like, flat across. And
Jacob, bring me a Q-tip.
You should totally put a Q-tip in your nose. On the air. I think that's a great idea. It'll feel real weird, but it'll keep going. I think you can put a 9-inch nail through there.
was just trying to look for something small enough that like will go in my nose.
I think you need a Q-tip. So Jacob, Ashley's going to start putting stuff in her nose if you don't bring her a Q-tip. And it's
this is going to end up really badly if I don't have a Q-tip.
She needs something safe. Yeah.
Jacob, wait, here's a wire saw.
Hey, Krun the Barbarian with the subscribe.
What's up?
Thank you, Krun. You are the bestest.
I haven't heard from you in a while, dude. You good? I'm about to stick a Q-tip up my nose if my husband, Jacob's sitting out there going, there's no way I'm going to bring my wife a Q-tip. But I'm going to stick something up my nose.
You don't put it up. You put it straight back. That's the key. You don't push it up into your brain. You push it straight back into your cavity.
I am good at jamming shit up my nose, man.
Okay. Well, you work. Well, you got to read the next story. I don't have anything either.
Please stop. Let me put a Q-tip up my nose on air, Jacob.
Do what I want.
Limit my creativity.
You would legit do it if you found one in your desk.
I'm tempted to put the pen up here, but
no,
like,
that's
I'm
too
to,
thick. That's you're gonna
this,
cause
this
a problem.
Just stuck. A Chinese. Am I? Can I read? Am
no.
I
reading? Wait, are you gonna put that up here? That's a screwdriver. No, that's the bad idea.
It's skinny.
We'll put some tape around the end of it first before you put it in there.
A Chinese restaurant owner is. Oh wait, restaurant tried to hook customers with opium noodles. Are you gonna get me a Q-tip? No. This is.
Wait, oh, he's taking things from you now.
Jacob!
Coleman says, wait, are we doing a lobotomy live on air? Hold on. Hold your eye real still.
Well, so whenever I have sinus issues, I'll just shove a Q-tip like up there. Like, just disappears.
Why don't you shoot Afrin like a normal person?
Because if you put a little bit of tea tree oil on a Q-tip, it's the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, you know, not sticking salt, and I don't get addicted, and it doesn't cause issues later.
Putting salt up your nose is one of the best things you can do. I mean, salt
like
water.
Three times and then never again.
Yeah, I guess. I can't smell anymore, but dagnabbit if my sinuses aren't clear.
Can breathe. A Chinese restaurant owner, you know, that's really funny because the whole point of like wanting your sinuses to not suck is so you can, you know, smell
right,
and then you can breathe, but then you still can't smell. A Chinese restaurant owner has been arrested after allegedly lacing dishes with opium in an effort to keep customers coming back. But they were good. I mean, there are some restaurants I've been to and I'm like, what did they put in this? Crack?
What a burger.
Yeah. What a milkshake.
You used to like Whataburger.
No, I liked Whataburger's milkshake.
You can't
I got the Whata chicken.
You can't meh Whataburger. Whataburger is life.
The burger place here that I can't think of the name of, that's a better
BurgerFi?
No.
Whataburger way better than BurgerFi.
Cookout's real good.
What it's that Clementine's or whatever where you get the hot dogs. Cleveland's.
Yes.
But didn't that give you diarrhea?
No, that made everybody's stomach hurt one day, though.
I mean, some things are
worth
it.
We went back and it was fine.
Yeah, some things are worth the second try. You're like...
It was just like... It didn't turn us off of it. We both got food poisoning, but we went back.
Five Guys French fries are better than their burgers, but BurgerFi wins between those two things. Red Robin's great if you get the ghost burger with the jalapenos.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What? Who? Five guys. I like Five Guys burgers.
I like their French fries.
I like their French fries. So I like Burger Fries French fries, and I like Five Guys burgers.
I like. You
I
know,
haven't eaten at Arby's in forever, so I couldn't. And the last time I ate there, I asked for a salad, and the guy looked at me. He's like, "You came to the place with the meat slogan and asked for a salad."
Well, and also Arby's sells wet beef. I mean, it's just, it's, it used to be good. Now it's just wet beef. And they never seem happy there. But maybe we just have the crap show Arby's, just like we have the crap show Wendy's, where you're just like, good luck getting food you ordered, you know?
I was vegan at the time, so I wanted a salad. You know, the hardest, like, it's so frustrating right now because veganism is so popular and like so many restaurants cater to it now. But like when I was doing it, if I would ask for something like, I just want a bowl of romaine lettuce, like I want a entree size bowl of romaine. You don't want nothing on it? No. you just want like a side bowl of lettuce? No, I want an entree side. I just want the salad with nothing on it.
We don't know how to charge for that, honey.
You can charge me the same. I just don't want the croutons or the cheese on it. So you just want lettuce. You can leave the cucumbers on it. It was so frustrating. But now I'm just like, everybody's vegan, so let me get my vegan food.
Buttholes. You're a hipster. You were a vegan before vegan was cool.
So frustrating. Well, it's not cool. Veganism still isn't cool, but it's easier to gain access to.
You remember in Scott Pilgrim when Brandon Routh was a vegan with superpowers?
Wait, what did he say? Custard isn't vegan. Parmesan chicken isn't vegan.
Vegan so powers.
Good. Oh my gosh. My eyes did not glow. I wasn't that vegan. I'm never going to finish the story. The owner of the Yan'an noodle shop, known only as Zhang, admitted he bought 4.4 pounds of poppy buds. The buds contain the opium poppy seeds from which the addictive narcotic opium is made. Welcome. Zhang allegedly crushed the buds into powder form and mixed them into menu items. Police discovered the secret ingredient after one of Zhang's customers, Lu Joy, I can't Chinese, I'm so sorry, 26, tested positive for drugs during a routine traffic stop. Cops held him for 15 days till he sent relatives to the restaurant to eat the noodles in question. After the family members tested positive for drugs, police launched an investigation. Zhang was arrested and detained for 10 days. Anti-narcotics police went to... No, that's not what that says. I can't breathe. This child is like lung capacity diminished. An anti-narcotics police agent said that chemicals from poppy can build up in the body and create a positive result on an opiate drug test. Ingesting the food over a long period can even have an addictive effect. Unprocessed poppy seeds used to be a popular ingredient at Chinese fare, but their use has since been banned.
Well, for good reason. People can get you addicted. I'm still chuckling at Og. Vegan food is good once you add some cheese and meat.
I mean, I was fine being like the raw vegan for a while, but like, I noticed that I never stopped wanting a steak, but I didn't want like a Wendy burger.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like if somebody was going to make me a steak, I would have eaten the crap out of it if I would have allowed myself to do it. But like walking into Wendy's, there was like, I just remember the buns smelled weird.
If you're going to eat something, you know, you want it to be refined. You want to go have a filet mignon wrapped in bacon if you're going to eat a meat. You're not just going to go like, I can't wait to go to Crystal Burger tomorrow and eat my sack full.
Right. Yeah. So I did notice and my salt level, like I didn't need as much salt and stuff. So Krun's talking about the Impossible Burger. So there's so much estrogen, like soy estrogen in the Impossible Burger that, yeah, because people complain about all the hormones in red meat. But I think it was, what was it? Like 8 million or 80 million times the amount of soy estrogens. Because I think the scientist ended up saying, he said, this is equivalent to, you know, if you eat a couple of these a day for a while, let's say four burgers a day. I think it was for a couple weeks. He said a man will grow boobs.
Really?
Yeah, there's so much soy estrogens in the Impossible Burger.
That's amazing. I ate an Impossible Burger once, and I told Stephanie, I was like, it's like a vegan burger. It says that the real secret was adding heme, and she's like, Stephen, heme is blood. They added blood. They added blood to the veggie burger to make it taste like a meat burger. I was like,
yep.
Oh, so that kind of defeats the purpose for vegan people, because that's not really vegan if you're eating blood. but she's like, yes, it's just a blood vegan burger. Okay.
A blood and soy burger.
Blood of the vegans.
Grunt's like, I already got boobs. Whatever.
Dude, Stephanie had a water bottle. You remember when plastics, nobody was really watching the amount of stuff that plastics were leaching into water. She had a water bottle that every time she drank from it, she was getting sick, like nauseous. And come to find out that what was putting into the water was simulating estrogen in her body and was causing her morning sickness.
It's like, so... Your body's such a delicate balance, and like, if that's what happens when you extrapolate tinctures and all the goodness out of certain things, you know, they're like, this has 45 billion times the turmeric of one tablespoon of turmeric. But I mean, we're not necessarily supposed to. We don't need that much soy. We don't need that much phytoestrogen bullcrap in our lives, because guys will get boobs and women will get real sick.
So Krund is trying to tell us that we're being disingenuous about the heme. It's a molecule, and their heme is made from plants. They make blood from plants.
Wait, what? How?
But I don't know.
Jacob Kelly, we need sciences.
But Krund says the yeast. So we'll take Krund's word for it for now.
Bloody yeast.
Heck, we're podcasters. We'll agree with anybody long enough. We'll let you guys argue it out.
I was going to say, how could they claim it was vegan if they put blood? So the only thing that bothers me about the Impossible Burger is if you were going vegan or raw or whatever for health reasons, and one of them is to stay away from, you know, super processed stuff. Like, processed soy is one of the worst things on the planet. And you're sticking all those like plant phytoestrogens into your body. You will get sick. You will get bad boobs. You will have morning sickness. You can cause fertility issues. Like, so it's real bad that they market this stuff as, oh, it's so healthy for you because it's not meat. Okay, great. You don't have to eat meat. But if you're doing it for health reasons, the Impossible Burger is not for you. Because it is not a health food item. It is just a mishmash of phytoestrogen bullcrap.
All I know is my doctor said, if you're going to eat meat, eat a very lean meat like a chicken. Because I have cholesterol. And they're like, don't eat a lot of animal fat. Eat a lean meat like a chicken. And then I looked it up, and you can do like a 92:8 ratio fat ground chuck hamburger. And that's like equivalent to a chicken, maybe 94% lean. I can't remember. All I know is we're all going to die someday. Just do your best.
I struggle so much with the cholesterol stuff. I struggle. Your brain is made of cholesterol. You need cholesterol. If your triglycerides are fine, your cholesterol can run a little high. It doesn't matter.
At 200 is a lot high, Smash.
But were your triglycerides, like, did you have a crap ton of triglycerides floating around going, oh my God, we're fat men?
It's two different things.
Right, but you can't isolate one thing and blame it for everything without looking at the microcosm it exists in.
I love you a lot. But there are people that went to school for 7 years, and there's you
when
doing research.
Using shitty, outdated information, and we still have some of the highest instances of heart problems in the entire world. We're the fattest people in the entire world, but we're like, let's eat oats every morning.
I'm just gonna let that one. Ashley, for people who are unaware, does not have a doctorate and spends a lot of time researching internet.
Dear Jerky is all
not to downplay your passionate plea about cholesterol.
Steven and I argue about this all the time. He's like, Ashley, my doctor, I could die. Stop telling me to eat burgers.
I'm not listening to you. I want to live.
No, so the thing is, like, 5 years from now, the doctor's going to come out and say something, and Steven's going to be like, I have to go tell Ashley she's right. But he's going to make the decision to die early because he's not going to want to tell me that I was right.
I'm not going to die early by limiting my cholesterol. That's insane. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard. If I'm just going to sit around and eat bacon all day, you know, it's not. No, no.
Nobody eats bacon all day.
I listen. All I know is that when I was exercising and my HDL was high, my LDL was low, it was good. It was good. Everything was great. McFly even says, listen to my doctor, and he's married to you.
Nobody listens to me.
Not going to.
All right, y'all. Stubbs coming in with some stats.
Using data from 1980 to 2013 in the UK, 66.6% of men, 52.7% of women were found to be either overweight or obese. National Center for Health Statistics estimate that for 2015-2016 in the U.S., 39.8% of adults aged 20 and over were obese, including 7.6% with severe obesity, and that another 31.8% were overweight. Those limes that took that title from us, Ash. Those limeys. Limeys, UK.
Can we please call everybody from Britain a lime now?
Lime, yes. Yes, we can. You know, our life expectancy...
Oh, you're from London?
Our life expectancy is dropping due to obesity, anxiety, and stress, and depression. U.S. life expectancy is going down. Shouldn't be doing that. Shouldn't be doing that. Let's get better, everybody. It's a new year.
Join our Discord and discuss health in the health chat.
Or have Ashley yell at you about...
Or just have me yell at you about triglycerides versus cholesterol.
And coconuts. You guys are amazing. Thank you for not only a wonderful year, but a wonderful decade in horseshoes and hand grenades. We've been at this a while. 2010 to 2019 has seen some big changes, including a move to Twitch, Dragon Con appearance multiple times without anybody knowing about it, and then one time where we actually did a panel, and that was a lot of fun. I would say the last 2 years of us has been more growth than we had in the first eight. By far. You could chalk that up to trying a little bit harder.
We just talked to some fun people.
I'm just talking to people seems to work a lot. Asking folks questions helps a lot. So that's been good. So I'd say we're ending on a high note, Smash.
Oh, yes. We will be at Dragon Con next year.
We're attending pros. Yeah. We're attending pros. We just need to find a place to stay.
Oh yeah, I always forget about that.
We're lacking a hotel room, but we'll find one, surely.
I think we should just take Uncle Kevin's RV.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Park in that weird parking lot.
So much better.
Oh yeah. Two dorks versus two Scots. I forgot that. Yeah, we gotta do that. We need a place to stay and Ashley's having a baby. Oh yeah, we forgot about that. We can't speak to the panels because we don't know, but it's gonna be fun. One way or the other, you'll have a great time. And we are done. That's it for the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. If you enjoyed it, give us a review on your favorite podcasting service of choice. 5 stars. Tell them your server was Steven and Ashley. We get bonuses. Follow us on Twitter at TwoDorksTV. I'm Steve H&H. Ashley is at Fate Kills, P-H-A-T-E Kills. Check out all the goings on at legionofdorks.com, where I'm going to ramp up the writing over there, put more stuff on that page, which should be good. Tip us if you got some extra cash laying around after Christmas. If old Aunt Clarence gave you a... Aunt Clarence. Aunt Clarence is in transition. Hasn't picked a name yet. Aunt Clarence has given you a few bucks. Consider throwing those at your friendly neighborhood streamers. If you want to join our Patreon, go to patreon.com/twodorks and join the ranks of Og, Charles and Jewel, and Lucretia in your support every month to help keep our servers running and paid for, so I don't have to do it out of my own pocket, my hard-earned cash money. And we'll give you guys these words of wisdom to take you through the rest of your week. These are from Victor Borg. Santa Claus has the right idea. Visit people only once a year. And for those with annoying relatives, you know what it's about. All right, you guys. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful time. We'll see you next time here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
We'll see you next year.
Next year on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. Bring your New Year's resolutions next week. Bye. We'll be right back.
too.